Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Febufest, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Armel Hustiu, who's presenting his film Stubborn here at the festival, and I loved it, so it's a great pleasure for me to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the first question is usually just to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film in your own words.
Well, the film depicts a character, a Frenchman who goes to New York City in order to try to get back the woman he's in love with, but she doesn't really care about him and she doesn't want to see him anymore, and she keeps on telling him, please leave me alone and go back to France. What happened between us is finished, but this character is kind of very stubborn, and he decides to do whatever he can to get her back and doesn't really listen to what she tries to explain him.
Before I start asking you questions about the story, I'm very intrigued by the difference in the titles. The original title is very different, so I was wondering about that.
Well, in fact, I love this word stubborn, and when I was shooting the film, I thought it would be the perfect name for the film. Okay. But when the film was released in France, the French distributor told us that stubborn would not be really understood by a French audience, and they suggested that we should find another title. So we had this kind of Une Histoire Américaine, which I like also, but for the international festivals, I decided to go back to the original title, Stubborn.
Yes. So it's a very character-driven story, but one of the characters in the film is the city of New York. That kind of adds to the atmosphere of the film, and also the way in which it's shot, because to me it kind of recalled the vibes of the Hollywood New Wave or the French New Wave, you know, 60s cinema, where films were kind of dealing with love, the dark side of love, more than they do now, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. The film was shot in a very kind of light crude, so that's also explanation of the aesthetic of it is also linked to the fact that we shot the film almost in a kind of documentary approach. You know, we are a very little team moving to New York for the shooting with the main actor, Vincent McKain, and it reflects also, yeah, the vision of New York I maybe like in the films of the directors I do admire, like Jim Jarmusch or the first Martin Scorsese films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really adds to the development of the character as well, the city of New York.
Right? Ah, and the city of New York, yeah, I wanted to have kind of, underground depiction of this city as a kind of almost a living being, you know, like an organism in which inside it other characters do evolve, but in one hand which is kind of bigger and stronger and maybe almost consuming the people that do belong and that do are part of it. Mm-hmm. Like a kind of modern Babylon, you know, that is eating its own inhabitants.
Yeah, it's an incredible microcosm. So let's talk about the leading actor. He does a fantastic job in the film. He's great.
Well, in fact, I thought about this film and about this character for this actor, Vincent McKain.
Oh.
I knew him personally. We live in the same part of Paris called Belleville, and we have friends in common. And he's been acting in some French short films and then feature films. And in my first feature film, he had a little role inside, and I realized how much he had something very unique. Very strange and very unique capacity of acting without acting, you know, is very, very something very spontaneous and very lively and very, with this ability of play with subtle emotions, but very in kind of very natural way. So I thought, okay, let's think about a project for this person, and that's how the project was born. Really thinking about the character for Vincent, and Vincent also took part of the. In some part of the writing stories, we worked together on the script, so it was really a character made for him as an actor.
And to me, he reminds me kind of like Pagliacci, you know, the sad clowns, you know, and something like that. I guess the sense of humor is always something that you kind of play with in the film, despite the darkness of the pathological study, the study of love as a pathological thing rather than the, you know, a beautiful, nice, you know, thing.
I think humor can show up from anything, and especially maybe from the darker situations, what we call black humor, you know. And this character for me is really always like walking on a thin, very thin line between drama and comedy, and I wanted it, that part of the film is really working on this line, and you never know in which side of the line he will fall. And Vincent, I think, as an actor, has this also this capacity of playing on this kind of very subtle borders and line between those two states of mind.
And this goes with the kind of examination of, like I mentioned before a little bit in the previous question, of love, which is a very specific type of love that you choose to show in this film.
Well, yes, this kind of I will not spoil the film, but yeah, it's a kind of passionate love, obsessive love, and the border between obsession and illness is always very, very thin in this case. And that was also part of the project at the very, very beginning, like to depict this kind of the way love can become something kind of obsessive, and that can be harmful for everybody, but in this case mostly for the person who is part of it, at the origin of it, who is living it, who is suffering from it,
the self-destructive side of life.
Kind of, yeah.
Let's talk about the production itself. Was it difficult to get enough funding together to make the film come? Obviously, most of the times it is very difficult.
Yeah, in this case, the production was very, very strange, because we went to shoot the film with very little amount of money. The chance I have that I'm almost the producer of it. Well, I founded the production company, Boca Lupo Films, which decided to send the crew to New York. So I think another producer would not have given us this possibility, you know, to live with little money. Mm-hmm. But as I was part of the decision, we decided to do like this. And this was the first shooting, because then, back from New York, I edited a film that was kind of medium-length film, and that was sold to French and German TV channel called Arte. Mm. And this money gave us the possibility to reimburse the money that was spent for the first shooting. And then I decided that to go back again to make a second part of the film, which is the kind of the ending of the film, and then to re-edit it. But that was a kind of unusual way of production, but finally it was kind of happy ending.
Yeah,
at least for that.
I think it's actually a great, great, great kind of production. Like you decided to go back. How long of a period of time was there between the two sets of shooting?
More than one year. Okay. And the funny thing is that the character Vincent is kind of changed, because in between he was acting in another film where he was supposed to be a rock star, so he was becoming very kind of skinny.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I thought it could be problem, but then as the second part, there is a kind of ellipsis, and the film is the two parts are constructed around this ellipsis, which is this time which is past. The physical transformation of Vincent, the main actor, was finally, I think, a good thing for the character and for the film.
Yeah, without spoiling too much, I can say that that suited it, you know, that even just the time jump, it just felt so real. Is there like some sort of plans for the film to be screening anywhere? Do you know whether it'll be out in other countries sometime soon?
Next screening is soon in Portugal for this Indie Lisboa Film Festival. That's in April, I guess. And the thing, the film should be soon on iTunes, on VOD, on the internet. So that's also a good So easier solution to say it, I guess.
Yeah, our listeners have no excuse not to check this film out, which I thought was tremendous. Actually, the final question, very last question, is just another obligatory one, is if there's anything in the works right now that you would like to talk about in terms of future projects.
Well, I'm finishing a new film, which is mix of fiction and documentary, which is called The Invisible Pyramid, and hopefully you will know more soon about it.
Great, okay, looking forward to it. Well, thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you and your film all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.